Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Wicked Thunder?
Oh, look, I can hear the thunder.
I don't have no sound effects, but so I gotta make my own sound effects. That's my thunder. That's thunder. Get thunder, man. What up, man? Welcome to Totally Different Radio presents Ain't Life Up Live, man. What's up, man?
Hey, I appreciate
man,
it. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, man, thank you for joining me, man. Thank you for joining me, man. It's Monday, man. How your Monday going? And it's pretty much over with. Like, you know, depending on when you're listening, they might be listening to this on Tuesday. But if you're listening right now, you can practically smell Taco Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? You smell that. You know what I'm saying?
It's right around the corner.
Right around the corner, man. What's going on, Brother Wicked Thunder?
Been pretty good. Even though it's a Monday, it's still a fun day.
I know that's right. Monday, fun day. Yo, to my listeners, listen, man, this is Wicked Thunder right here, man. He's a cold producer, man. I'm telling you, he slaps on them tracks. If you get any of them tracks, this is the man to holler at, man. He makes tracks and, you know, he does music overall, man. And then and in the end, he's more than music. He's just an overall cool brother, just period. And I've known this dude. This is one of my day one partners right here, man. I've known this dude since, like, I was, like, maybe four or something. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Four or five.
And it's good to even know. And it's dope that, you know, I'm chopping it up with you to this day, man. Because, you know, a lot of the stuff... I didn't talk to you for a while, man. Like I hadn't seen you in a while. When we finally clicked up and linked up again, man, it was just like old times, man. We go back, man. You the one that put me up on a lot of stuff that I love today, man. And what with that being like, as far as music, comedy, man, comedy. I remember you used to be real big into comedy. Yeah, you got me watching Comic View. I remember you used to always talk about. All the great comedians, man, even Bill Cosby. Used to always talk about Bill Cosby. And then, not only that, you put me up on Game with a cartoon that I love to this day, a cartoon that many grown niggas like myself still love to this day, Dragon Ball Z.
Yes, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Wicked Thunder, man. That's what I'm saying. You got to be a cold name named Wicked Thunder. And this dude has always been cold, man. I'm telling you. You feel me?
I appreciate it.
Really though, man. How was that for an intro, man? I tried to make it sound real good. Man.
Yeah, right.
Man, so what's cropping? Where you at, man? Where you,
I'm in Long Beach.
What's cracking over there on Long Beach right now, man? On Planet Long.
It's feeling real. It's feeling real good out here, real breezy. We're keeping it real breezy.
I know that breeze is coming in handy for real right now, man. It was hot as a motherfucker today, man. It was like, it felt like summertime on Planet Inglewood. I had to blast out of space, man. I had to get up out of there.
I feel you on that one.
I said, man, I can't stay right here, man. I have to go to Planet Mavic, you know what I'm saying? I was chilling with Piccolo and that, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I feel you on that.
Hey, man, did you ever check out that new Dragon Ball Z movie? The latest
yes,
one that came out?
Yes. Yes, the one where they take it to the next level.
You said they take it to the next level?
You haven't seen them fight Beerus yet?
No, I don't even know who that is. I saw the movie before that one.
I ain't going to hit you with no spoiler alerts. I ain't going to tell you nothing. I'm going to let you watch it for yourself.
I mean, it's like that?
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, man. Yo, hey, man, that sounds like a trip, man. That's a trip right there, man. I gotta catch that movie, man. I really gotta catch that. I know that's off the hook. I've always wanted to when it first came out, I was like, man, I gotta catch it. I never made it to the theater to catch it, but I saw it at like a Best Buy. I could have bought it, and you know what? They got too many of these free sites that you could just watch these movies on. I got to find it on, man. You feel me?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. If they ever have it in the theaters again, you got to see it on the big screen. It's nothing like watching Dragon Ball Z on the big screen, man.
They got to have like a, I know, right? I got to check that out, man. Yo, man. Hey, yo, Wicked Thunder. Hey, can you hold on for a minute, man?
We'll
come back and holler at you more about that, man. I got another caller, man. Can I holler at him real quick? You go chill for a minute?
Holler at him.
For sure. Good looking. Hello, who's this? Hello? Let me see what's going on.
Surprise.
Hello? Who is this?
Hello. What's going on out there?
I know that voice. Now, that voice sounds very familiar. That voice
really?
Sounds very, very familiar.
Oh, okay. Who is it?
Let me see. I'm trying to think.
And you know, you're in trouble if you forget that.
Okay.
You forget who this voice is.
All right, I got it. Okay, you ready? You ready?
Oh, okay, I'm ready.
Whoopi Goldberg. It's Whoopi Goldberg. How you doing? This is our thing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my grandma right here. Now, how you doing, grandma?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, welcome to 8 Flights. Oh, I keep getting it wrong. Totally Driven Radio presents
8 Flights Up
Live.
Oh, 8 Flights Up. I like that. Yep,
Remember that?
Yep. Yep. You sure do. And I like that, too.
I'm glad you.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing great now. I got my grandma calling in. Yo, Wicked Thunder. This is my grandma. My grandma calling in to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I told him, I said, let me call in. You tell Wicked, it's time. It's grandma's bedtime, but I said, no, let me call him and see what's going on.
I know that. I mean, like, you usually be up this time anyway, right? You usually watching Jimmy Fallon right now, right? You not watching
Tonight
Show tonight?
I'm waiting. I love to watch Jimmy. Yep. I always stay up and watch him. Mm-hmm. Yep. I love that band. I like the Roots. Mm.
Okay.
Yep.
You hear that? Brother Thunder.
Oh yes.
Brother Thunder,
yes.
Do you hear that?
Yes, I do.
I think that, right? My
I always make sure
about.
I stay awake to watch Jimmy.
I know that's right.
Yep.
Hey, look, some people just.
I'm gonna let you. You know what? I'm gonna let you go and talk to Jimmy, so I can get ready where I can watch. I'm gonna let you talk to him while I can watch Jimmy, cause I like to hear when the Roots come on.
I know that's right. Hey, brother, yeah. Before you go, grandma. Hey, check this out. The brother that I have on my line with me. Hey, I'm gonna put you. Hey, look. We used to go to the hall together.
You did?
Yep.
All right. This is my friend, brother Theo, right here.
Oh, okay. Y'all better get it together and get back there.
All right now.
Okay then. So y'all take care. Enjoy
you too,
yourself.
You too.
Okay, and I'm gonna get ready where I can watch my show because I love Jimmy and the Roots.
After you finish watching Jimmy and the Roots, like if you instead of going like to the After Hours Club, like hit us back on 8 Flights Up if you still up.
Okay.
If you still up.
All right. Okay. 8 Flights Up.
All right, brother.
All right, then. Take care. Okay.
All right.
Bye bye.
All right. My grandmother.
That's cool, man. That's real cool.
Represent Detroit right there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You got to shout out the ones that set the foundation, you know? That's the foundation.
Right.
That's the root.
Right? How dope is that? My grandmama, let me tell you something. My grandmama just turned like 300 years old, like, just a couple days ago.
What?
And he still loves the Roots. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
that's
for,
cool,
for
man.
Her to even know the Roots. Well, you got your grandmama knowing the Roots, who they are. I mean, like, you don't even really hear the Roots on, like, the radio like that. Like, we out here on planet Los Angeles pretty much, right? So we got, like, Kayden.
Right.
So Payday might play like three Roots songs, if anything. And one of them is going to be, of course, the You Got Me joint, if they even play that. Then it might play the Next Movement joint, which is dope. I'm surprised
right.
they might even play that, right?
Right,
the
right.
Last one they might play, the last one that you might hear them play is the one where he's like, you know what I'm talking about? And don't say nothing.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it right now, but I do know which one you're talking about.
It's called Don't Say Nothing.
Yep.
It's called Don't Say Nothing. It's off that Tipping Point album. I love that album right there, man. That's one of my favorite Roots albums right there, man. It's got that joint Stay Cool on there. When the Guns Are Drawn, that joint right there that I was just talking about, Don't Say Nothing, matter of fact, I gotta get that joint, Everybody Is a Star, Everybody Is a Star,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One thing about the Roots that makes them so unique is they actually use live instruments. And then he raps over the live instrument compared to everybody else who does it with the computers and stuff.
It's all kind of raw talent. It's just raw, like all kind of musicians. And then their MC is like one of the. To me, I feel like, man, I know for a fact, if I was to do a top 10, like who's my top 10? Black Thought is in there, like, automatically.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to feel, now, even if it was a top five, if I didn't say Black Thought, I would probably say a bunch of other MCs. But if I didn't, I would probably realize I did not say Black Thought. And I would feel bad about that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because Black Thought
yeah.
is a monster, dog. Have you heard that track he got?
Oh, yeah.
It's a new joint. The one he got with Styles P?
I haven't heard it yet.
I got to check that out, man. Yeah, you got to check that out, man. You can go, like, right on YouTube and check that out. Anybody that's listening right now, if you're listening right now, you hear what I'm talking about, you can go on YouTube right now. As a matter of fact, look, this is just pretty much a talk show. I don't really play no music. Go right now on your YouTube right now and put in, Black Thought. And,
it's a South
Beat. Produced by Ninth Wonder. You can pretty much put it in.
Produced by Ninth Wonder?
Yeah, produced by Ninth Wonder.
Bruh. That's like the best combination, trifecta of raw talent right there.
Really, though. I think the song is called Making a Murderer. How about that, man? They murdered a track. Like,
Bars.
Really though, man, I didn't get a chance to see. I wanted to go to the movies and see that Jungle Book this weekend. I didn't make it to the theaters, man. Did you get a chance to check that out?
No, I didn't get a chance to check that out myself either.
The last thing I got a chance to check out
was the Batman versus Superman joint.
What'd you think of that?
Man, I actually like Ben Affleck as Batman. I do. I think he captures a certain, in his own way, I think he captures what Batman is in that realm of against Superman,
exactly.
And he got Wonder Woman coming in.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't put out
no spoiler alerts.
I hope I didn't put no spoiler alerts.
Well, you know, you see her on the preview, but, I don't know, man. I thought the way that they introduced Wonder Woman, I thought that was kind of cheesy. I thought it was kind of tacky the way they put her in there. I thought it could have been better writing. I was just talking about this probably like yesterday, man. Like, you know, I see what they was trying to do. One of the reasons why I didn't really like this movie, I felt like it was like five of, like, comic books and, like, one of the animated movies rolled into one movie. You know,
yeah,
I felt like
I get what you mean. It was kind of forced. It was like it didn't seem natural in the cinematic sense.
Right. But it's definitely one of those movies where it's like, okay, like I understand what I hear, because like a lot of people said they didn't like it, but I definitely try to hear the people out who say that they did like it, because it's like, okay, now let me understand why you might say that, you know, because you just said that you like Ben Affleck as Batman. Now, you know, I'm not going to say he sucks, but, you know, I don't know if I was really, I mean, come on, man. We're coming on Christian Bale as Batman, dog, and he pretty much bodied it for me. You feel me?
Yeah. I feel you,
you know,
on
and that's
that.
What I'm saying, you know,
that
was a hard act to, that whole Batman series was a hard act to follow. And then when you try to come at it like that, and it's like, if you're going to come like that, you got to come correct, you feel me? If you try to come too, like too much and try to ram it all together, we're going to notice that, because I can tell you the exact, the five different comic books they tried to run all together. You feel me?
Right. Yeah, that's why I mentioned Ben Affleck, because Ben Affleck kind of captured, I don't know if you've ever checked out the original Dark Knight by Todd McFarlane series, but that's just, when Batman was 50 years old, didn't really have too much, that was who he was as, you know, Bruce Wayne and going into Batman. You know, yeah, Christian Bale did a great job of embodying just Batman, but I don't feel like he embodied who Bruce Wayne was, comparison to who Batman is. You got to remember, Batman is supposed to be a playboy when he's Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne is a playboy billionaire.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and Christian Bale wasn't really too playboyish.
He was a totally different type of Batman and type of Bruce Wayne also. Like, I remember when I first found out he was going to play Batman in the first place, I used to read them Entertainment Weekly, and I remember reading that he was playing Batman, and I automatically was like, oh, shit, you know, because how he is, you know, like we coming off, you know, he's coming off of what? He killed Mekhi Phifer on shot.
He said he killed Mekhi Phifer.
You know what I mean? That's why he got that. Hey, look, that's why when he got his ass beat on The Dark Knight Rises by Bane. I loved him as Batman, but when he got his ass beat by Bane, I thought about Shaq. I was like, that's what you get, nigga.
That's what you get for killing Mekhi.
You know what I'm saying? Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
You feel me? He over there
hitting
black poles and shit. I know it's probably a lot of y'all probably want to hit some black people with poles, and you ain't right.
You ain't right. Man. Yeah, buddy. He sure was that dude. That was that was Shaft. Yeah, man. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
That was a cold scene right there.
And then he was American Psycho.
Yeah, he was.
Remember that?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, did you ever see American Psycho?
Oh, yeah. That's, and I definitely understand what you mean as far as with Batman, because he was psycho.
I love that.
He was really
crazy. I mean, Batman crazy? What the? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all we needed.
Yeah. Him and Heath Ledger as Joker? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. I loved him as a Joker. He took it to a whole other level, but I'm going to keep it real, man. I still think Jack Nicholson was the dopest Joker to me, because Jack Nicholson made the Joker like Jack Nicholson, if anything. He was still Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson
my
is
favorite
the
scene. Oh, yeah. Do you remember the scene when Batman Michael Keaton is up in the Batplane, and he's coming down to the street level, and Jack Nicholson as the Joker is standing there like, come on, bring it.
Yeah,
and he's shooting with that big, what's that, like a Magnum 357 Magnum with the extended barrel? Like, he didn't care. He's like, come on.
Right? I'm telling you, man, Jack Nicholson, he was a, he made, like, I definitely like this flip on Joker, and I think if it wasn't for his Joker.
He was the coolest Joker ever. Nobody will ever be as cool as Jack Nicholson was as the Joker. He made the Joker look cool, like smooth.
And then on top of that, he made him look smooth. And plus, as smooth as Jack Nicholson is, he's still crazy. Like he's the coolest crazy person alive.
Oh, don't forget he was in The Shining. Here's Johnny.
Hell yeah. I'm telling you, man. That's what I'm saying. I feel like his Joker, it made what Joker is today. Like everybody has to step up, and they had to make Joker the way he is now. That's why he's legend. His flip on Joker was the only thing that was going to take our minds off of that.
Yeah, he went straight psycho with the Joker, Heath Ledger did, whereas Jack Nicholson made the Joker look gangster.
Right. Now we got a brand new Joker about to hit it on a Suicide Squad movie, man. What you think of that, man?
I can't wait to see that.
Right. I feel like if I sat through the fucking Batman Superman movie, I'm gonna have to sit through this Suicide Squad and see what that's about also, man. I think I remember when I first saw a preview, I was like, I don't know. But as time keeps coming, I get more and more excited about it. It's like, okay, it looks better and better.
Yeah.
And now let's see.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it too.
This is gonna be a different Joker right here.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It sure is. The Suicide Squad is like a black ops operation. They moving in silence. They worse than the CIA.
Right. Could you imagine Harley Quinn coming for your ass with that big ass hammer?
I don't want to imagine that.
Right. I'll be too busy trying to holler at her at first. Let me see what that happens. I let her find crazy bitch, man.
Woo, man, don't we all?
Don't we all?
Yeah, buddy.
Dang. Man, I was over there, Andrew Dice Clay is?
Andrew Dice Clay. It sounds familiar. The name sounds familiar. I'm better with faces than names.
He was he's a comedian. I was about to say he was. He's a comedian.
What did he appear on?
He used to be a dude that he on his jokes like "Rockabye baby on the street pop. I'm gonna make my dick pop." Oh, he would be saying shit like that.
Oh yeah. Go ahead. What happened?
This dude was on, he got a brand new show out, So I was like, oh, okay, let me check this out, man. And then the first thing I see when it comes on, it's like, I don't know, man. I'm getting sick of this, because when I'm watching it, the first thing that pops on is they was going to a wedding. And it's like, oh, okay, what kind of wedding? And then he was like, oh, we're going to a gay wedding. I'm like, come on, man. I'm sick of all this gay stuff of being on TV, man. I'm not, and it's not that I'm, look, when you say stuff like, ain't it whack now? Because when you say something like this, you got to immediately follow it up by something like this. Not that I have a problem with anything gay, you know what I'm saying?
You have to hit him with the legal disclosure. Yeah, you have to say,
right?
This does not represent the thoughts or feelings of our sponsors, nor our affiliates.
Right. Yeah, it definitely doesn't have anything to do with Totally Driven. This is just Tone the Chief Rocket talking this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man. I mean, does that shit have to, like, be involved in, like, everything, though, man? Everything?
Hey, man. It's the times we living in now. It's prevalent.
I mean, it's everywhere. Dog, check this out. Check this out. I'm over here. I'm on Facebook. I like reading those random articles where especially when it be about like some comic book shit, right? I'm reading one where it says all the relationships Wolverine has had. You feel me? Wolverine, all the relationships Wolverine has had in the comic book universe, right? He done had everybody. You know what I'm saying? He done had the first one was Storm. I was like, damn, this nigga like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Age of Apocalypse
like
Wolverine. Yeah, right. Age of Apocalypse Wolverine with Storm. Yeah, that's a power couple right there. Wolverine, he can heal from anything, and then Storm, she controls the earth, the weather of the earth. Oh, man.
Right. Right. So look, and then on top of that, not only did he have a relationship with Storm, apparently in another universe, look, he was with Storm, and she left. She had a divorce. Her and Black Panther had a divorce. I remember when I didn't even know Storm was with Black Panther. Like that's his wife. And now I'm reading that they got a divorce. I'm like, what the hell happened? Like, what kind of fight did they have? Like, was Black Panther cheating, or was it because Storm was creeping, or what? I mean, did they go to court that, like, to settle that? I mean, like, is child support being due? Because I read something where it said that they they got I don't know. Did Black Panther and Storm have kids? Because it says that after they got a divorce, her and Wolverine had a kid. They got a daughter. They got a little half-breed daughter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She's powerful, too, man. She is very powerful.
So look, and then what if she get the powers? She got the powers to heal. She got, claws, bone claws, and she can shoot, oh, man. That's what I'm saying,
man. Right?
You know, that's crazy.
Oh, but don't forget about him playing the side dude. Him, he was the side dude while Jean Grey and Scott Summers was together. You know, she was always like, I don't know, Scott, you're too much of a Boy Scout. You ain't down for doing the hard stuff. And Wolverine said, you know, I got adamantium.
Yeah, right? And they talked about
I got that adamantium. Ain't nothing soft right here.
I'm saying, look, they had her. I forgot what number she was. Jean was one of them. Electro was one of them, right? And the list just kept going. She was one of them. Him and Electra in another universe have a kid, right? And then they go all down the line, and then I come to this one where it says that it's called X-Men Extreme. Extreme X-Men, something like that, right? And in this universe, mm-hmm. Wolverine has an openly gay relationship with Hercules. I'm like, whoa!
With Hercules? What?
With Hercules. I mean, come on, man. Damn.
Hey.
I mean, why can't y'all have, like, your own... Why y'all gotta do that to our favorite, X-Men hero? Why y'all gotta do... Why couldn't y'all make Cyclops gay in another universe? I don't give
because
a shit
he already
Cyclops.
Is.
He would have been gay. You know, I mean, Cyclops seemed gay anyway. Why y'all got to do that?
That's
to Wolverine?
Why I said he's
That's
already is. He don't even. He can literally blast everybody with his fifth dimensional psionic eye power, and he just no. I don't want to do it. I don't. He's the leader. He's the field leader of the X-Men, and Storm always got to take the lead in a sense in the fighting. It's like, dude, you're supposed to be the fighting leader.
Right? I'm saying, man. Like, I don't know, man. I just think that's whack, man. Out of all of the other X-Men, why y'all got to do that? I mean, you should see the picture, too, man. I mean, well, maybe you shouldn't. It'll mess you up like it messed me up, man. Like, that, you know, you don't want to see that. You know, I ain't trying to see, in no alternate universe where Batman over here and Superman over here. And it's like, come on, man. We don't need to see that. Why don't do that to us?
Now, there's an independent comic book that came out years ago. This is before all the new popularity of being gay. And there was the dude is named the Midnighter. And then I think his man is named Apollo, you know, and they're. This is the whole now. If you look at their whole innuendos and the way that they interact, that kind of made sense in the comic books to me because they started off that way. But I understand what you mean. You can't turn Wolverine, who's adamantium, and then now you're gonna soften him up. Like that's taking away his adamantium. You putting him less than bone claws, Wolverine.
And look, and what made it so funny is that when you look at the picture. Wolverine, he still looked all manly. Like he had like a He had like a cowboy hat and all this other stuff. And then Hercules, dude, she just looked wrong.
Oh, everything they just broke back mountain.
Oh,
Wolverine.
It was like, come on, man. It's like, man, you know, like you said, if you're going to have your comic book, have your comic book. Make your, you know, original game character. Don't be sitting up there jacking up our heroes, man. Okay?
Right,
yeah. Make your own game characters and or make the characters, you know,
yeah, rainbow power, you know, where he got the rainbow power or something, you know, yeah, no, yeah, make it original. I get what you're saying.
When they said that Green Lantern was gay, I was like, so what? I thought he was gay, man. You feel me? I mean, damn.
Man.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, man, it's all types of stuff. Comic book world nowadays, man. The other thing that's really good is that I think that was nice is how they tied the Flash and they're tying these new characters that a lot of people don't get to see. Everybody's seen movies about Superman. Everybody's seen movies about Batman. But now they're starting to illuminate the rest of the Justice League. You know, Flash, Martian Manhunter, Wonder Woman. Who else we got? We got Cyborg. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of people, Shazam. You got a lot of people they could focus on, you know, besides Batman and Superman that's within the DC comic book world.
I hear you, but if you're going to do it, you gotta do it nice and right. That's where Marvel is winning right now because Marvel is doing it right. I mean, look at
they doing it big.
Captain America movie, right? Captain America is about to go down. You feel me? Look, this shit looks better than the Avengers 1 and 2. You feel me?
Civil War. It's about to be Captain America versus Iron Man, man.
And this is, and that's what I'm saying. This is, but you see how they did it? They did it right. You know, like, I feel like DC was trying too hard to try to compete with that type of feel. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, Marvel put in work in order to be able to do this. You know what I'm saying? They done walked
they
into
did.
These characters like 2007. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, start, you know, and tying it all in. You know, so they could come out with a Captain America Civil War, and you know, because they should have just too legit to quit. Now, when you just try to flip the whole fucking series of the Batman saga, you know what I'm saying? Especially
right.
a Batman Superman
right.
movie. Nigga, we've been waiting for a Batman Superman movie for over 10 years. Okay.
You know what I'm waiting on?
Years.
I've been waiting on since it came on at 6 o'clock on Channel 9 is way back when it was just Dragon Ball. I've been looking forward to a really good Dragon Ball Z movie with real mixed martial arts.
Oh, the live action or what? Are you talking cartoon?
Ooh,
or live
yes,
action?
Live action. Yes, live action. We have the technology.
This is what
we
I think
do.
Is
we have
down.
All the cinematic. I think they need a good. They need to apply the same things that Marvel is applying to their movies now. Apply that to a good Dragon Ball Z storyline, and I think we'd have a great movie.
I feel you, man. I totally feel you. Man. I mean, like this is what I man. I think Dragon Ball's. I don't know because you remember they tried that. They tried to do that. And it was horrible.
I feel like they DC'd it. They did what DC had been doing with their movies. They tried too hard to bring it down.
No,
you know, they
no,
brought
they
it
didn't
down.
DC
they
that.
Didn't take it up.
They didn't DC that. They sat up there and did a Street Fighter on that. They did a Street Fighter.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Hey, yo, man,
you
I got another. Hold on. Hold on, let me bring somebody else up on the spaceship, man. Let me see who this is, man. Who up on my spaceship? Hello?
Initiate your phases.
Right. Hello? Well, I guess he didn't got off the spaceship. He didn't want to get on the spaceship, man. Maybe he didn't feel, he don't know what's going on with what we're talking about anyway, right? Yo, man. Yeah, man. And they tried to they sat up there and basically street fighted that first Dragon Ball movie, man. I don't know what was going on with that, man. They that That was pretty bad.
That's another
man.
Movie that needs a remake right there. Street Fighter. If they could do what they did with Mortal Kombat movies to Street Fighter, I think it'd be a lot better. That's what made the Mortal Kombat movie really good. They had real mixed martial artists and people who, you know, who portrayed those characters well.
Right. All right, hold on. I think I got my caller back. Hold on, let me see what's going on real quick. Hello.
What up?
And who's this on my spaceship playing all that loud, mixing rapper, hip hop?
DJ Coley Cole.
DJ Coley Cole.
DJ Coley Cole. What up, y'all?
technology to make these Dragon Ball Z movies and the Mortal Kombat and the Street Fighter movies better, the remakes in a sense.
Right, hey, low ball. Street Fighter actually has a good remake right now. You can catch it on YouTube. They got like a low underground Street Fighter movie. It's pretty good. It's with Ryu and Ken.
Yeah.
They got a cool mode and everything. You can catch it on it on YouTube.
I think I know what you're talking about. That's like Michael Jai White has been doing, playing Jack in the Mortal Kombat that's on there. They've been doing their own independent thing.
That was tight, too.
Yeah, now that was dope.
That was tight, too.
Yeah.
Right there. Yo, man, I got one more caller, man. Let's see what's going on. Hey, yo, DJ Coley Cole, you can bring him in? All
right.
Let's see what's going on.
All right, let's go.
Hello?
Yo. Hello?
Yo. Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
This A-Dog, nigga.
Hey, dog!
What it do, nigga? What's happening, man? What's up, baby?
What's going on, man? What's happening? AKA, we got A-Dog.
AKA Mr. Tito Bay Rivers himself.
What's up, man? What's up, man? I just have to call in, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I have to check out the radio show, man. You know, me and my lady, we over here chilling, you know what I'm saying? Smoking a little weed and shit, you feel me?
I know that's right. Welcome to Totally Driven Radio, man. I'm over here with my dog, man. Yo, I got my dog Wicked Thunder right here. Then I got
what
DJ
do?
CJ Coley Cole, what's up, brother?
You what's up with you, man?
Man, you know I'm chilling, man. I love what y'all brothers doing, man. Hold on 1 second, man. I love what y'all brothers doing with the radio show, man. You know what I'm saying? God bless y'all brothers, man. You know.
I love that, man.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling over here, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I heard y'all on a thing, you know what I mean, talking about the Dragon Ball Z and the Transformer movies, you know what I'm saying? I'm digging all of them movies. You feel me? And I just want you to know, peace, love, and soul. You feel me? And that's pretty. What y'all doing tomorrow, man? What y'all doing?
Oh man, you know. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm gonna see the Jungle Book. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Jungle Book. Hey, yeah, man, that Jungle Book movie looked pretty cool, man. I wanted to check it out myself.
Hey, man, I remember the last movie I watched with you and your girl. We was watching Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton, yep. Yep, we did.
And that was actually the first day I started back smoking trees again, man. Because I wasn't smoking trees.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I could not forget it.
Y'all had me rolling because they was watching the movie, right? A-Dog and his girl, they was watching the movie, and they kept pointing out parts where it was like, you see, even if you just said, look, see?
Yeah, we be exposing. What's our boy name?
Yeah, I remember that when we was exposing Eazy-E and Suge Knight when he said he was gonna change him.
Damn, what did he mean by that? You know, y'all had
I definitely think he meant he was gonna take his manhood when he said he was gonna change him. He grabbed him up and told him this was bouncing.
And that's why he wanted to kill him at the end. After somebody take your manhood, you gotta smoke him.
Exactly. That's why he wanted to kill him at the end. That's why he wanted to kill him at the end, because he felt like old boy took advantage of him. You feel me?
He took advantage of him. You feel me? Hey,
Wicked Thunder, I definitely remember.
Brother Thunder, you done seen Straight Outta Compton before?
Oh, yeah, I watched that. You know I had to see that.
Hey, man, what did you think of that, man? I'm telling you, they had me tripping. Every time you would see Eazy with Jerry Hill, it was like, and then when you really watched it, I was like, the way they put it in the movie, I mean, he had his hand all on Eazy's shoulder and everything, and it was like, man, they was really tripping me out when they were saying something like that, man.
Hey, man,
I think they,
like I said, it's what's prevalent in this world right now, so it's all about the imagery, you know what I mean? That's like what we were talking about with Wolverine. They didn't have to do it, but they did it because they wanted to do it.
I remember, what else were we talking about? We thought, because I remember DJ Cody Cole had me tripping too, because he told me that the MC Ren dude was the dude from the woods, and I remember we were talking enough about that too.
Yeah.
That wasn't the dude from the woods. That was homeboy.
You talking about Stacy? You talking about Stacy?
He on, right? Dude that played MC Ren, he on another show right now where I can play.
Man, yeah, man. Hey, that nigga made a love connection with that nigga Jerry. He made a love connection with that nigga, man. They were selling more than albums. I'll tell you that.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's funny, too, because that reminds me of that game show.
You know, right. It's real out here, man. You can't never underestimate a lot of motherfuckers, man. People do a lot of weird shit, you feel me? And it's like, you can't never, just because a motherfucker put on a certain kind of persona, you can't never take that as for what it is. Niggas be on the under and on the low, and it's sad out here, my nigga. The niggas that you never expect to be out here doing some foul, nasty shit, they out here doing it.
That's why you gotta pay attention. You gotta pay attention. You gotta watch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All day. You know what I'm saying? You gotta always keep it. You feel me? Keep your head above water and keep your eyes on point.
Man, what's going on in the finals right now, man? What finals?
The playoffs.
Oh, the playoffs, man, fuck the playoffs. The Lakers ain't in it, I ain't in it either.
But they say my name is Bennett and I ain't in it.
On the real, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
All right, now check this out. I'm going to keep it real. The season was so bad that it wasn't even the fact that it was the Lakers' last game. It was Kobe's last game. They just decided to dedicate the whole game to Kobe. He closed out with 60 points. That's what that's a big story. But this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that I think they let him get a lot of those points, man. Of course they was going to win that game. How you not going to win a game when you got, you know, your numbers on the floor? You feel me?
Man, you must have laced your weed, nigga. Let me tell you something, man. Kobe is one of the greatest players of all time, nigga. And he definitely did that shit on a shine. Boy, he shined like a motherfucking star, nigga, like he's supposed to.
No, Kobe was powder. You could see his nose, it was red as hell, okay? That's how he made all those shots.
Hey, let me tell y'all, have y'all ever watched the old Nike commercials, the Kobe system?
I think everybody that was at that game would hit a little powder. For real, like, how y'all suck that bad through the whole season, and then this is the night, this out of all nights is when you hit 60 points?
This is the night. He turned it on. He turned it on when he wanted to. Nigga, he turned it on.
I believe, yeah.
That's the Kobe system.
I felt like some credit should have started going up after that game. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
man,
it should have been like some ending credits after the game.
Hey, Tom.
Yo.
Fuck the Clippers, man. All I'm gonna tell you is this, man. You know what I'm saying? Laker Nation, man. It's real out here, baby. It's all about the Lakers, my nigga.
Okay, so Kobe's gone now, right? Kobe's gone. Who you think they need to get for a new squad? Who you think would make a perfect brand new squad?
They going for a young nigga. They going for a young nigga out the draft. They trying to get that nigga Buddy Hill, or they trying to get that nigga Ben Simmons. One of them two niggas.
I don't know. Neither one of these are, man. Hey, yo, DJ Coley Cole. You know who that is?
They college players. They coming out of the draft.
Okay. Man, okay. Well, hey, that's how Kobe came into the game. I remember in '96 when, you know, when Shaq was the big deal. He was just coming from the Magic. He was the big deal. The brand new two players that was playing with him was Ed Stone and Kobe Bryant. So, you know.
Exactly, bro.
Man.
That's how they.
Yeah,
that's
like
that's when they championship.
Nick Van Exel.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
he was a monster.
I took you back on that one, huh?
Yeah,
Nick Van Exel was a monster, man.
Man. Handles.
Yeah, he definitely had handles, homie. And
he
played
with like the Allen Iverson of the West Coast.
Yeah, for real. Boom. And he played defense.
Right?
Ooh, I like that.
The best offense is a good defense, bro. Stamina.
Yeah, for real though, exactly.
You might have a good knockout punch, but if stamina beats a good knockout punch if you don't get them.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
exactly, man.
Speaking of knockout punches,
that's that Rocky mentality. That's that Rocky Balboa.
Hey, speaking of knockout punches, man, what y'all think about Broner calling out Mayweather?
I think honestly, Broner was out of line. Because he done got slept by a Mexican. No disrespect to all my Latino people out there. You feel me? I love all my Latinos. You feel me? I'm going to be 100 with you, though. He got slept by a nigga. Mayweather ain't never been slept. So I don't even like Mayweather like that, but I got to give him his props because a nigga ain't never been put on his ass and been dropped and got his belts taken. You feel me? Broner has. So for him to get mad because Mayweather disrespected him, you deserve to get disrespected. Because niggas comparing you to Mayweather, and then you ain't nothing like Mayweather. Yeah, that's disrespectful when you getting slept. You know what I'm saying? Period, my nigga. Nigga didn't just knock you out. Nigga knock you through the ropes, my nigga. That's tight. It's tight on that nigga. It's tight.
You saying that basically if that was a street fight, Mayweather would have patted his pockets. Like, hold on, what you got on you right now? I didn't knock you out. Let me see what you... Wake up. Put some water on this nigga. Wake him up.
Exactly.
Wake up so I can knock you out again.
Exactly. Exactly. I think if Mayweather was to get at him right now, he couldn't fuck with Mayweather right now. And Mayweather ain't even in his prime no more, dog. He's at the end of his career. If he was to get out with Mayweather right now, Mayweather, he couldn't beat him. It'll go to the decision, and he couldn't beat Mayweather. He ain't going to knock Mayweather out.
Right. Mayweather shows to people why footwork is so important to boxing and all skills of fighting. Even if it's mixed martial arts, if you really pay attention to Bruce Lee, he has footwork. That's why he can put them faces. He'd be to kick 10 people before one person even saw the foot coming. Like, where did that come from?
Exactly. Real shit, though. That's real talk.
I'm telling you, Bruce Lee was the coldest person, man. He come in there talking about all of you at one time or one-on-one, however you want.
No, or one-on-one.
One-on-one. It's over. One-on-one, Bruce Lee.
One-on-one.
One-on-one. Nobody fuck with Bruce Lee 101. You got to jump that nigga.
No.
You got to jump right? that nigga. If you don't jump that nigga, y'all getting fucked up one by one.
One by one.
Hey, if anybody sat up there and jumped Bruce Lee, it's going to be them niggas from the Ray Redemption movie.
The Ray Redemption movie?
Yeah, who the fuck is Ray Redemption? Nigga?
I've never seen that.
You never seen the Ray Redemption? Man,
I've never seen it.
Okay, when you get a chance, go on YouTube as soon as you get a chance. Hey, dog, if you ever be over here, I'm gonna let you part of shit. If anything, you can go on YouTube right now, type that in, and watch one of them fight scenes, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, for sure. Hell yeah. Hey, while we on the subject of niggas fighting and this and that. Hey, I wanted to ask y'all a question. Y'all fuck with the UFC shit, right? UFC?
I mess with it.
All right, so y'all know about John Jones was supposed to fight Daniel Cormier on the 23rd of April. They changed the fighters. Y'all know why that happened?
What happened?
I don't know, my nigga. I'm trying to figure this shit out my motherfucker stuff because I'm trying to bet on the fight. Nigga's trying to bet on the fight, you feel me? And now this shit to change up, I'm low-key pissed off. Because now me and my girl, we don't even want to bet now. It's like, man, damn, what the hell happened?
That was a fight in the century
as far as light heavyweight.
Man. Well, you know, John Jones, man, he done got caught up on, you know, on bullshit before. You know what I'm saying? What if he got caught up, you know?
Yeah, it was some hit and run shit. He fuck around. He was wasted. He fuck around, hit this pregnant lady in her car. He got on. The nigga got his belt taken away from him. They suspended him. Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, I'm already knowing you can't do that, especially in the position. And anybody, you can't do it. Yeah, he fucked up with that, though. But he supposedly fucking redeemed himself. Everything was supposed to be good, so they scheduled a fight, but I don't know what happened with this fight that was supposed to go down.
Man, there's some legalities involved with that.
Yeah, something got to be going down with that, you feel me?
Oh, he got injured. Hopefully it's one of those things. Hopefully it ain't nothing, you know, no deception. It's a thin line between discretion and deception.
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it real, man. It's kind of boring without having Mayweather here. You know why? I like Mayweather because he riles up, you know, he riles up controversy. You know what I'm saying? He make a lot of people mad, and you know, it's like a big old joke. Nobody has that. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's just like how Kobe is to the basketball game, nigga. Kobe gone, it's over,
right.
Nigga. It ain't the same.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was an entertainer.
Yeah,
Kobe was an entertainer no matter where he went. Nigga, no matter what Kobe played or what he did, he shined, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Kobe system.
Right?
I thought I ain't the only one who's seen all eight of them commercials for Nike with the Kobe system.
Nah, hell no. That nigga's a monster, my nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, y'all remember that? Y'all remember that? It was an OG Kobe commercial. I know, yeah. Cole, you got to be tired of me bringing this up all the time. But it used to be a Sprite commercial back in the day where it had all the rappers in it, and they had, like, Mac 10 on it. And then they would be like, he'd be like, Kobe, Brian, yeah. Slam dunk, John, yeah. I played the court, son, don't cry, yeah. Y'all remember that?
Hell no, that was hard though.
I don't. Yeah, that was hard, but nah, I don't remember that either.
You can't find it on YouTube or nothing, man. Let me run into Mac 10. I bet he'll be the only person I remember that. He'll be like, yeah. I bet Kobe was. Hey, look, check this out. I ran into Kobe. I didn't run into him, but this nigga, when I worked out of the museum, this nigga walked into one of the rooms that I be in, right? If I could have thought to say anything to that nigga, that's what I would have said. I would have been like, yo, remember that Sprite commercial? Kobe, Brian, yeah. I bet he would have remembered.
Hey, he probably would. He probably be like, man, get this nigga away from me. Get this nigga away from me right now. Get this nigga away from me right now.
Man.
Hey, no, but man, yeah, man, nigga gonna be missed though, man. But Lakers, you know, we champions, my nigga. We gonna bounce back. We gonna find somebody. There's somebody out there that ain't Kobe, but he gonna bring us some championship rings though.
It's a whole new nigga. It's a whole new person out there. That's probably like in fourth grade right now.
Yeah, for real though.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know, the Lakers ain't never going to let themselves fall. This is a dynasty. Between the Celtics and the Lakers, that's the two teams that have the most championships.
Exactly. They're only going to be gone for so long, nigga, and they coming back.
Oh, yeah. They always bounce back.
On everything, nigga. Yeah, I want Golden State to win it, though, low-key. I want them niggas to win it just because I like Steph Curry on the real. You feel me? Just because I like him. He going to break a lot of records, bro. He going to do a lot of – if he can stay healthy, he going to break a lot of records, my nigga.
Oh, yeah. Big things popping and little things stopping.
Yeah, for real right. Shit, though. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? So I hope his career is bright for him, my nigga, because he's going to do a lot of shit that a lot of players ain't never been able to do.
Yeah, they tried to do it with Baron Davis when they brought Baron Davis to the Warriors for that little minute, but he couldn't carry the team on his own. You know, hopefully they get some more good players, and then the Warriors will step up too.
Yeah, for real.
The Warriors,
real
the Golden State Warriors is almost like that one team in the NBA that you talk to people and you be like, the Golden State Warriors. They're like, huh? Who?
Exactly.
There's a team that exists called the Warriors?
Exactly.
Hey, look, the only reason why I know who the Warriors are is because I hang out with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, yeah, he
used
to wear
Golden
State
that
Warrior jersey.
Mr. Cooper?
He used to always rep with the Warriors. Remember, he used to play with them on the show.
Yeah.
He would always
talk really
about
the
Warriors. I didn't even know. For the longest, I thought that was just like a TV team. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know that was a real team.
Yeah. That's when they was popping with Chris Mullin and all them.
Yo,
that's hilarious.
You told me that the Charlotte Hornets is in the Charlotte Hornets is in the playoffs.
Yes.
You know, that's a trip to me. You know, because I mean, you never heard of that back in the day.
No.
Yeah, for real, man. Yeah.
Everything is coming back like full circle.
With Vince Carter, they still, I think the Raptors never got there either, even though Vince Carter is a beast.
Yeah. Know, with him and Tracy McGrady, yeah, him and Tracy McGrady and didn't do shit.
Man.
But on top of that, though, it's about time for the Hornets to do something, bro, because they got Kemba Walker. You feel me? They got a lot of nice little pieces over there for a little playoff team. You feel me? They not championship ready yet. You know what I'm saying? I think the niggas who going to come out of the East is going to be either the Cavs, Atlanta, or the Raptors. You know what I'm saying? If anybody else come out of the East, it's going to be a surprise for me. But it's only them three teams. Miami might have a good shot, to be honest with you. I can't knock them because Miami, if they can stay healthy, my nigga, they a problem for anybody, bro, on the East. You feel me? So,
oh yeah, they
you
are.
Know what I'm saying.
So yeah, have you seen the first? Have you seen the score on the first game?
with him playing the Charlotte Hornets, they, oh my God, like.
Yeah, they everybody got blew out, bro. Everybody who in the first round got blew out right now, and they were saying a lot of people was bored of the fact that that people was getting blew out. It wasn't really no playoff contention games. Niggas was getting blew out, so a lot of people wasn't happy with this year's playoffs for the start. You feel me? So hopefully niggas can start playing better defense and locking in.
Look at it. Look who we just came out of. We just came out of the Kobe game. Again, going back to that, I mean, for real?
Man, I think I see what it is. It's those teams that seem like the D-League, but they in the pros. It's their time now. It's like on the green kid.
Exactly.
It's our time now. It's our time down here.
Yeah.
And I'm taking them back.
You said
what? Yeah, Detroit in there. They playing against the Cavs.
Right now? Are they playing right now or did they play yesterday?
No, they played yesterday.
Who won that game?
Cavs.
Yeah, the Cavs won their first game. They smashed whoever they played. I didn't get to watch all of them, but I seen SportsCenter.
Yeah, man, SportsCenter seems like it's gotten to be too much about the commentators and not the sport no more, man. That's why I don't really too much watch that. It's like the CNN of the sports world.
Yeah. You know, that's
yeah,
what
the commentators,
I'm
talking about as far as Shaq and them, the niggas who be doing like the analysts and shit.
Not Shaq and them, you know, because Shaq and them, you got to give it to them. They actually played the sport. So when they talking, they know what they talking about.
True.
Man, when the coach was right
there, never picked up a basketball in their life. You can tell. It's like, you know, you went to school and got into college as a journalist. You didn't get into college as an athlete.
Yeah, that do make sense. So a lot of that I understand exactly where you're coming from. A lot of them dudes, they be talking basketball like they actually played it firsthand, don't got no idea about nothing they talking about for the most part.
Yeah, like, do y'all remember when Dennis Leary, the comedian who used to talk a lot of crap, was the NFL commentator? Like, dude, what do you know about sports? What do you know about hitting them pads?
That's crazy.
You
know, I didn't know about
that. Microphone and talking shit, that's what you know.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about that, though. I didn't know nothing about a comedian being a commentator for the NFL.
Oh, yeah, he did it for a quick second, but they realized didn't nobody like him.
He probably had
That's
all
crazy.
Kind of probably had all kind of mail coming in and people talking shit like, what do you know? You never been on the field. That's
what's up, man. A lot of good sports coming out, man. A lot of
Even football stage. Look, the football players look like basketball players. Look at somebody else play football be like,
I got some real shit to talk about, too. Look, man, watch out for Walmart, man. Walmart been known to motherfuckers ordering shit, bro. And they not giving in, they like giving people their little orders. I know about two or three people, you feel me? So if you got a problem with that, you feel me? You should definitely, you know, press the line, call the managers or call the supervisor, district manager, try to get your shit, you feel me? Because I know about two or three people who order something online. You know, maybe you should possibly go to the store, but ordering it online. And been a problem where they didn't get their merchandise when they were supposed to get it, basically.
Oh yeah, that's the game of I don't know what happened. No, anything that you order online, you get it shipped directly to yourself. That's just the game of online stuff. That way, if anything happens, you can send it straight back to the manufacturer. Like, I don't like this.
Oh no, they got to ship to their house, and they were supposed to get it. They were supposed, matter of fact, one person was supposed to go pick it up, and the other one got to ship to their house, and they didn't get the delivery to the house. And the one who was supposed to go pick it up from Walmart, they didn't get theirs either. They said that they didn't know when it was gonna come in. You feel me? That's a cold game right there. Yeah, that's crazy. And then if it's like you use your credit card information over the phone or whatnot or online, anybody can take your information and do something with it. You feel me?
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with that, with people trying to scam us, you know, no matter if they say who they work for, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, the scamming is real on the internet. That's always, it always has been that right there. The scams is easiest over the internet, you know what I mean? Because scam artists is the type of thieves, they can't go out in the street and actually do it, you know what I mean? They ain't going to put themselves on the line. They got to hide behind the computer and let the computer do the fighting for them.
Exactly.
They don't put themselves on the line. They put themselves online. They steal yourself.
Right,
online.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. They not going to push the line. They jumping online.
Exactly.
Okay. Anybody that's listening, it is sad, but the raw, original, and real is few and far between nowadays, man. It's a lot of copies of copies, and if you have a copy of the copy you see, it starts getting watered
yes,
down.
Sir.
You start losing the information. You know what I mean? The ink starts to not even come through.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yo, man. Hold on real quick, man. While we doing this, we hold on. Take a listen right now. We're live. Oh. I got my dog.
Oh, yeah, it got too hot. You hear that? That's the fire alarm. It got too hot.
Yes, sir.
I know,
yes,
right?
Sir.
It's
internet. Good Lord, Jesus, it's a fire.
Got on fire, baby.
That's all right.
Boy.
Yo, we're going to pay some bills real quick, man. Check this out. We're going to right back. Check it out. Oh, okay. I guess I'm trying to play this for the first time. Alright, we're going to some tech. Tech ain't going to difficulty. So he's up first.
Hey,
oh,
man,
yeah.
I'm going to have to beam back down to the planet, so, you know what I'm saying? Let Scotty know he's going to have to beam me down. Can't beam me up no more. I'm going to be in a spaceship. I'm about to beam down back to Earth, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right,
take care.
Hey, thanks for calling
this. For sure. I'm going to hit you up later. Don't even trip.
For sure, man. Brother Wicked Thunder. All right,
bro. Take care around them Earthlings, bro.
You already know, man. All right, y'all. And I'm paying
right,
now.
Right. Go.
Cheers, yeah, Rockman. Brother Dog. What? I figure out how to work the switchboard.
Yes, sir. That's how you got to do it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's another day out of space. You know what I'm saying? Another day out of space is another opportunity to make something happen.
To discover
new things, brother.
Still a new thing, man. Still learning, man. Hey, yo, Cole.
Yo.
Hey, can you do me a favor and hit that commercial block button for me?
All right.
Now let's see if it come on. That's what I was trying to play. It don't work for sure either, huh?
Attention, sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA, not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autographs signed to top professional athletes, he also does custom framing, too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things, gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza, $5 still takes you a long way. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin on the street? That's right.
For
$5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lie. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com. Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares. Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment. Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name. Selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at trashcity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom. We are online only. Visit us at trashcity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
And there you have it. Get your letters from Holmes. Stop beating on them kids. If we catch you beating on them kids, going down. They totally cold.
Yo.
You still there?
Yo, I'm still right here.
You still there, Brother Dog?
Hey, he did.
Yo. You go.
Yep.
All right, well, peace to Brother Dog, man. Thanks for calling in on A Flight Stuff, man. Totally Driven presents A Flight Stuff. Appreciate that. DJ Coley Cole, what's up with you, man? You rocked the party on over the weekend, huh?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Yeah, but it was all right. It was all right. It wasn't enough girls that came through, but it's all good. It's all good.
It was too many niggas.
Too many.
I hear you.
Yeah, they did it on the wrong day. They should have listened to me. They should have listened to me and did it on Friday. Nobody want to listen to Coley Cole. The first one, because it was like I told you, this was like a part. It was a part two to what we did. It was a part one that we had did. That one went up, and that was on a Friday. That was perfect.
Did it go 8 flights up?
It didn't even go 8 flights up, man. It was like maybe like went up to 4.
Hey, well, that's up though. That's better than like one flight.
It didn't stop me. I mean, like, even though it's just like, yeah, it wasn't no girls that came. It's like, ain't no boys gonna be dancing with boys and stuff, so. But the thing is, the cool thing about it, though, I didn't go to school today, because I had to go take care of some business and stuff. And then.
Yeah.
I hear, the homegirl was texting me saying that, the people that did the party, right? The people that suck at promoting, and I guess since they party suck, they had to find somebody to blame it on. So they want to blame it on me.
We know that ain't true. As a matter of fact, you can bang out right now, man. Put the cuts on, man. No, we know that ain't true. No, somebody always need to blame somebody.
The thing that don't make no sense. It was way more people that was at the last one, and everybody loved that one. That one went up. Even the people that didn't go, but they went to the one that I did the first time. First of all, that don't make no sense. And they were saying like how they might not even want to have me DJ after prom no more, all because of that. Trying to say I didn't play the right music. Are you kidding me?
Oh no. You know what I'm saying?
Played the exact same hit.
Everybody knows, like I said, exactly. Everybody I know that you as a DJ, everybody that I know that's had you as a DJ, all said the same thing, man. You rocked it, man. I mean, you rock everything from parties and to baby showers. So you can rock. You be rocking shit. I'm already knowing the time.
The thing is, though, it's just that I'm really not tripping. I know how to do no bad job. I'm over here. It's just like, even like usually, it was like they fought. They didn't have nobody there. They ain't nobody came. They ain't had nothing to do with
right.
me. My name was just on a flyer.
And then
it can't be that my name was on a flyer and it didn't attract nobody. Like I told you, the first one, a lot of people came. A lot of people liked it too, and my name was on the first flyer, so I know that had nothing to do with me. The cool thing is, to me, they want to say that crap behind. They supposed to be the homies, and they gonna say that behind my back. And I seen some of them today. They was all looking all guilty and stuff. So I'm all like,
"Did you stop them at mouth? Did you like say what's up, nigga? Did you say what's up with all that?"
I was in my car.
I was standing on them ones too.
Right.
Slapped them with a record. Yeah. You know, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna say something to some of them tomorrow.
Man, you can say something right now, man. If they just happen to be listening on Blog Talk Radio, if they're listening on Blog Talk Totally Driven Radio, well, you know, we rolling with Sherlock Holmes and them. You know what I'm saying? You know, let them know, man. What you got to say? What you got to say?
Hold
let them know right now.
Oh, I got
something
to say. I got
something to say. With this 8 flights up right now. DJ Coley Cole, you have the mic. The floor is yours. Take it away.
I don't even got to say it. I'm going to let my man Ice Cube say it himself.
What's on, y'all? Goddamn, I'm glad you said it all. Used to be hard, now you just went up, but you was down with the 8 seen you on a video with Mitchell Lane looking like Frank Bozo. I thought Kane was far more solo. It's a bone stomp. Well, y'all motherfuckers need to play out of character. Living with the wife, one big house, and not another nigga in sight. I thought it was too much car, though. Pop four niggas now making all the dough. White man just moving. The niggas with attitude, moving. Y'all niggas just calling. I put that on my mama.
And there you have it right there.
Snapchat, Coley Cole
98.
You already just told you my SoundCloud, DJ Coley Cole.
That's right.
You know what time it is.
You know what time it is, and I know what time it is. Top 5, shout out to anybody DJ Coley Cole.
Yeah.
Right about.